just saw the transaction, Ray Ray Armstrong. What went behind that decision?
We're going to activate Tank. So we're going to be one up. So we had to go get one down. We had five linebackers, which is about one too many. So that's the decision we had to make.
Is how well Ruben's been playing, does that help facilitate that move?
It does, and that guys have been healthy, and it's tough to carry five inside linebackers on a roster. So you take into account who's out there, and you take into account a lot of special team stuff, who's going to be up based on the other positions. So I'd love to keep everybody, but just the numbers don't work out for them.
As far as injuries, is Colbert out?
Yeah, Colbert's ruled out.
Is he the only?
Yes, he'd be the only one so far, right? Yeah.
Everyone else, Thomas, everyone else?
Everyone else is still questionable. I don't know if it's on there yet, but it will be because, you know, last couple plays of practice yesterday, Trent hurt his shoulder a little bit, so he didn't practice today. So he'll end up being a game-time decision.
Well, Tank, go back to that defensive end spot that he was playing before he got hurt.
Yeah, we'll move him around, but it's we'll get him out there, get him in the rotation.
Regarding
you guys still full?
Yeah. Yeah. Regarding Dumervil, he's a guy who's, he's a losing team. He's near the end of his career. Hasn't had tons of snaps, but just watching that locker room celebration, he was just as excited as Staley. And he doesn't have any connections to do with this. Anyway, I guess that's a long-winded way of saying, how have you viewed how he's kind of handled this, the lack of playing time, lack of success?
I think it's been great. I think very, very similar to what you brought up with Staley. When you have very successful veterans who are towards the end, I always feel like it's harder for them to go through this stuff because they know that their time is limited. Those are the guys that you usually struggle with when you're 0-9 and things. And I think Joe and Elvis are guys that have kept us together because I think both sides of the ball, the whole team, especially, they all respect those guys a lot for how they carry themselves each day and what they've done over their career. And when guys like that are still coming in every day, still grinding, still doing everything they can to get ready to play, regardless of your record and things like that, it's very hard for a rookie and people like that to take a second off when they see how much those guys put into it.
I spoke with John Lynch on Tuesday, and one of the things he was saying was how well you guys have been able to communicate and things are working out well. How has he kind of helped nurture you through your first season as a coach, and just what's that dynamic been like?
John, just I think it goes with just having people that you trust and you can be honest with. You're not worried about whether they disagree with you or agree with you and vice versa. It helps to go through things when, we're in our first year together in this whole organization, and you have to make a lot of decisions that don't necessarily, some of them are huge deals right away. Some might not seem like that big of a deal, but they will be 2 years or 3 years down the road. So when you trust how someone thinks and how someone's intentions, it's very nice to have someone that you can say anything to. And if you change your mind the next day, you're not worried like, well, hey, you said this when I wrote it. You can have normal conversations, and we can both work through it. We can both help each other get better. We know we're both not going to be perfect, but we can talk about everything we do, every mistake we've made, and I think it just allows you to get better the more reps we get.
Young linebackers that obviously might see some playing time with Armstrong out.
I just like that they've worked every day. We talk a lot about deliberate practice and things like that, and everyone comes to work. Everyone goes to practice. Everyone goes to the meetings. But how deliberate are you in your actions and what you do? And if everything you're focused on and you're not just doing the reps and going to the meetings because coaches tell you to, you're doing it because you're trying to get better in everything you do. And all these guys who have been here and these guys who have come in, like Mark and Elijah and guys who have joined our roster in the middle of the year, they've gotten better each week. They've helped us on special teams. They've improved at linebacker. It's always tough when you don't get those reps at OTAs and training camp, but when you don't waste a scout team rep, when you don't waste a meeting, when you stay after to get extra meetings with some of the quality control coaches and things like that, they've really grinded to give themselves a chance to catch up. And when you have that type of attitude combined with talent, Like I say in everything, you never stay the same. You get better or worse, and you have to have that mindset to get better, and that's what they've done.
I skew to one of those positions more than the other. Lee, more of a weak side linebacker.
I mean, that's how we have them lined up, but you know, with injuries and stuff in this league, you have to be able to do both. You know, Mike linebacker to me is a lot more about communication and getting everyone on the same page, so there's a little bit more put on his plate. But athletically and everything, I think the two positions are extremely similar for us.
Is that sort of a general theme over these last six games that you want to see some of these younger guys get into the game so that you can evaluate them for 2018?
Naturally you'd always like to because you want, but there's nothing in my mindset at all that's like, hey, we need to get this guy and evaluate him. I hope they earn the respect of the players and the coaches to where we feel we need to get these guys in and help us, give us a chance to win. And if that's the case, then yeah, we're excited about it because we also get to find out more about them. I don't think we'll ever just put a guy in just to see that. I mean, we're putting guys in because we think they're going to help us win.
So trying to hurt his shoulder at practice today?
No, it was the last couple of plays of yesterday. I don't want to say exactly who we'd put in there, but I mean, there's only two tackles left, so it'll be one of those two.
Solomon done this week with his knee?
He's gotten better each day. You know, Monday he was a little rusty, as they all are, coming off his MCL like he has. Better Wednesday, better Thursday, even better today. By no means is he back 100%. That's why we still got him listed as questionable. Hopefully he'll be even better tomorrow and he wakes up Sunday. You know, if he continues to keep getting better, I feel pretty good about him going. If not, have to wait another week.
Such a challenge to contain and, you know, with big plays and all that. Is Reuben Foster, is he a guy with a skill set that's a nice chess piece to have on your side to, I mean, not to stop, you can't all through there stop him, but, you know, to put out on your side where you feel better about the matchup?
I mean, the more speed and the more just explosive talent you get out there, the more you can contain guys who have speed and explosive talent. So Reuben has got that as much as anyone on our team. So, of course, that helps. I agree with you. I mean, he's going to have his place. And the main thing with this team, I mean, you have to grind. You have to grind every single play. I thought our defense did last time we played him. I thought we played him very well. I was just going over some clips last time. We held him to a 3rd and 7 early. Played very good defense and slips out of the pocket and ends up getting a touchdown and take the lead right there in the fourth quarter. You play great all the way down, but that play never stops. And don't assume that someone else is going to make the play. You got to have 11 guys trying to make the play every single time because Russell can make that play go forever.
Trent Brown.
Yes. Did I say Taylor?
No, you didn't say.
Sorry. Yeah, Trent Brown.
Some idiots assume.
My bad. I get them too mixed up a lot. They look so similar.
Anything else?
Are you starting to see our defense? Were you all curious to see what the Falcons were doing offensively?
Not really. We have a pretty good idea of what they do. You know, we're going to watch whoever the Seahawks play or whoever the opponent we're playing. We watch everyone they play, so it's a lot better for us when we're going to watch someone who does our offense. So you get to see formations and things like that you do, so you get to see how stuff react. But there's also not much of a secret to Seattle, too. You know, they're very sound in what they do. They're very similar to our defense. You know what you're going to get. You've got the same stuff from them since Pete's been there. And they don't need to change because there's no tricks to it. It's sound. They play fast. There's not a lot of holes in the defense. It's always an 8-man front, except on maybe 3rd and 15. They have some 2-shell looks. And they've been playing them for a long time. So, you know, it's about executing in this game on both sides of the ball and really grinding.
On Sala, what does he bring to the table as a defensive coordinator?
Sala brings a lot to the table. One, he's got a very good scheme that he knows inside and out. He's been in it for a while. He's done two different buildings. He's been brought up as a coach, like I believe he should be. He's gone through his hard years as a quality control, doing a lot of the busy work. He's had to take a while to get to him to a linebacker job where he owned that position, and now he's getting his job as a coordinator. So he's very schooled up in how to run a scheme and how to do it, and he's going to get better to me each week going through the experiences and the reps of what happens in games. But I think the strength, too, is just his personality. He's never going to be too high or too low. He's a very smart person who you can communicate with, and he's a teacher. He's not just going to say do it because of this. He's going to tell you why to do it, and those are the people I respect the most.
How has he grown and developed this season?
I think he continues to get better with reps. I mean, just in terms of, I mean, we all have to do it. You have to do it as a position coach. I had to do it for a while as a coordinator, and now I'm doing it as a head coach. But how to handle each situation, you know, I think when you get into a coordinator role, how to handle your staff, it's very important for a coordinator to get the most out of his position coaches, just like it is for a head coach to get the most out of his staff too. And you deal with a lot of dynamics, a lot more as a coordinator than you do as a position coach. So you got to really always hold guys accountable, make sure other guys are doing their job. And I think that's stuff he's gotten better at throughout the year. And also just addressing his players and being able to how to handle it when guys are you're going through an adversity, how to handle it when you're being successful, because that stuff, there's no book to it. I mean, you can read books on it, but you don't want to be someone else. You want to be yourself and be your best self, and that happens with reps.
This is kind of random, but I was over at Stanford for another piece talking to Dwayne Aquina, and he told me that he was at Texas coaching the DBs, and he mentioned that you were a receiver there at the time. Did you interact with him much at all?
At school?
No, as a player at Texas.
Yeah, I used to tear up his DBs all the time. Dwayne was awesome. I loved Coach Aquina, and he was great. And I remember when I was a player there, I remember always trying to tell my dad he needed to hire him. I saw Coach Aquina for the first time when we went to Solomon's workout and stuff, so I got to catch up with him there, but he's a real good person.
Yeah.